Okay, so Aseret HaDibrot. Let's start with the beginning. God introduces himself. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzarticha Me'aretz Mitzrayim. What is that? Is that a mitzvah? Is that an introduction? What is it?
It's a dibra,
good. It's a statement. So we can't go through every perspective, but let's try for a few. The Rambam. How does the Rambam understand this first statement?
It's just a statement.
The Rambam's like it. I think the Rambam was the one that said it's not a mitzvah because it's like before any mitzvah.
No, the Rambam thinks it is indeed a mitzvah.
I mix up the Rambam.
No.
Good. So the Rambam says it is a mitzvah. Which mitzvah is it? Which number?
One.
Thank you. That was a good guess. It is mitzvah number one. V'ata atzchil liskor mitzvah bezrat shakai. Ha-mitzvah harishona hi ha-tzivui asher tzivanu la-amin ha-elohut v'hu shina-amin she-yesh shem ilah v'sibah hu po'el o'kol ha-nimtzaot v'hu amru yitbarach anochi Hashem Elokecha. The first mitzvah is to believe that there is a God, a first cause, which caused everything else. And it goes on. What problem do you have with the Rambam's conception?
Who the ignores to take us out of Egypt part?
No. Hold that thought. Yosef is entirely correct. But
who is commanding this?
Good. So the problem that many people have with this is... Says who? This is a prerequisite, and therefore this cannot be a mitzvah. So, who asked that question?
The Ramban.
Right? The Ramban says, second, Ha'amar ha-kotev, ha-emunah ha-zot b'dibor ha-zen lo nifleti v'lo rechokai v'chein b'divrei rabotenu v'rashi kabalat malchuto yitbarach v'hu emunat ha-elohut. And he said, this pasuk, what it's describing, right, this is very basic. But he says, skipping down, v'im kol zeh, ra'itil bal halachot shelo yimane otam mitzvah b'chal taryag. Even though this is clearly fundamental, obviously it's fundamental, still, the Ba'ag didn't count it as a mitzvah. Van... Skipping down, the Bahag, Ramban assumes this is the Bahag, he's recreating the position of Bahag. So the Bahag will say that a mitzvah is a command from God. Aval ha'emuna b'mitziyuto yitbarach, but belief in him. This is the basis for God being able to command you. It is not a commandment. This is a prerequisite to commandments. And he says, therefore, that's why this vote. V'hu ma'amar chachamim amru lo gazor alehem gzeirot amar lehem lav kishkablu malchuti egzor alehem gzeirot asu kabalot hamalchut inyan b'fnei atzmo v'hamitzvot v'hanigzerot me'ito yitalem inyan acher. He said in certain midrashim you have first kabalat malchut shamayim and then God can be gozer. And he says furthermore, ein hefresh ben adibor hazeh ben ma she'amar yitbarach. We have this 100 times in the Torah. I took you out of Egypt. And each time what it means is, since I took you out of Egypt, you should keep the mitzvot. Not this is a mitzvah, and that's why we don't count all the others as mitzvot. So, the Ramban, reconstructing a critique for the Bahag, says this is not a mitzvah, this is an introduction. It is the prerequisite. It is the background upon which God has the right or the ability to command mitzvot, which is that we've accepted him as king. Otherwise, if we don't believe in him, we don't accept him, we don't know who he is, then who's talking, who's telling us to believe in him? Mapitom, I don't know what's going on. So you have the Bahag then. For the Rambam, how do you defend the Rambam? How could it be that it is a mitzvah?
Well, if it's prerequisite, you need to have the prerequisite be there in order to have the...
Good, so you could just quibble and say, maybe fundamentally he agrees.
Say even the Rambam would have to say that you have the prerequisite, and now that it's there, it's just a thing that's... It's one of those mitzvahs that say, like Hashem Chvizman to go...
Okay, so good. So one possibility is the Rambam doesn't disagree fundamentally with the Rambam about this is a prerequisite. They just have a local quibble in Minyan HaMitzvah, which is, can you count something which is a prerequisite as a mitzvah? But everyone agrees that obviously it's more than just a mitzvah as a prerequisite. The only question is a quibble in terms of Minyan HaMitzvahs, right? But fundamentally, theologically, they agree.
Right.
How else could you defend the Rambam?
That it's about an extra, once you have the prerequisite, it's an extra level of...
Good. So when I was in Rambam, I remember this was either, I think this was both Rabbi Friedman said this to me at one point, and Rabbi Feder said this to me at one point. For 1 year, when I was in 10th grade, and I had him for 4.5 hours a day. No, 3 hours and 45 minutes a day. He taught everything except... No, he took everything, 4.5 hours a day, because we also had double bass. And he taught double bass. So I had him all morning and half the afternoon. So one sort of approach that I think I heard from both of them is that in certain girsaot of there is a machloket in girsaot, and not all of them is the mitzvah l'ha'amin. In some it says the mitzvah is leida, is to know. And their suggestion was that you're right, belief is a prerequisite, but if you follow Maimonidean thought, the Rambam would never let you suffice with emuna pshuta. He wants you to then go through the process of coming to know, of proving philosophically. So you're right. Belief is a prerequisite, can't be commanded. But once you have initial belief, God can command you to
understand,
know, prove. Not just believe, but understand why you should believe in all those philosophical arguments, and that's the mitzvah. Not lahamin, but leida sheyesham. To know that there's a God and everything that it is necessary to get to knowledge. Another direction, not to defend the Rambam, but to justify this as a mitzvah, is what Yosef said before, and this is the Smag. The Smag says there is no mitzvah to believe in God. That is indeed a prerequisite. But you know what there is a mitzvah to do?
Believe in God because he took you out of Egypt.
To believe that the God that there is the one who was involved in the process of Mitzrayim. And this is the Smag, first mitzvah. HaMitzvah Rishona, mitzvah asei, l'ha'amin, the mitzvah is to believe, ki oto shenatan lanu et haTorah b'Har Sinai yidei Moshe Rabbeinu, that the God who gave us the Torah through Moshe on Har Sinai, who Hashem Elokim shotzianu mimitzrayim, is the God who took us out of Egypt. V'zeu mashamar b'shach shenatan et haTorah nochi Hashem Elokecha shetzeticham eretz Mitzrayim. That you can command, which is believe in the backstory. Believe that not just there is a God, but that the God, the eternal God, is also the God of history who has a personal relationship with you as a people. And that is a more complicated theological belief, which is not necessarily prerequisite. Because you can believe in God and not necessarily believe in this backstory. The belief is to come to believe that that same God is your God. The God who has a relationship with the Jewish people. Rather, now here you get a very important theological difference, which is the Rambam thinks the mitzvah is to believe in God, whereas for the Smag it's not. Belief in God is like the Ramban is before all of this, but there is a mitzvah to believe in our relationship with God. In the story of the Jewish people, in the theological story of the Jewish people, which is a completely different perspective. One last perspective, which everything I'd seen now was I knew, but I came across this midrash in the Tanhuma, which adds an interesting perspective here. The midrash in the Tanhuma, good. Everything else I think I might have said in some version last year. This is new though. Okay, and this way we can move to another dibra. The midrash says, why does Hashem say Anochi and not Ani? So there are many different explanations. Many. And I want to focus on one which I had never seen. There are many. So if you're going to tell me, maybe it's this, maybe it's this. There are many. I want to focus on one of the Midrash. Amar Rabbi Nechemya, because it connects to the Smag, and that's why I want to say it. Mahu Anochi, Lashon Mitzrihu. Anochi is not Hebrew, it's Egyptian. Lema Davar Domeh. What's the mashal to understand this? Lemelech shenishba bino, a king who his son, the prince, was captured. Vasayamim rabim imashabayim. He spent many, many days and years by his captors. Lamad sichatan shaldana shabayim, and he learned their language and forgot his own. Kishaasan nekama boivav. So when the king eventually wreaked vengeance on his enemies, vehevio valasiach imo bilshono. So he came and he tried to speak to the Jew, to his prince rather, in whatever his native tongue was, and he didn't understand. So ma'atza, hitchil lesaper imo b'lashon ha-shabayim. So he started speaking in the language of the captors. Kach asa ha-kadosh baruch hu Yisrael. So God did the same for the Jews. Kol otan ha-shanim shayu Yisrael b'mitzrayim lamdu sichatan shal mitzrayim. Again, this is machlokas midrash. Obviously, many midrashim say that the only reason we were redeemed is because we kept speaking Hebrew. I don't want to get into that machlokas midrash right now. I just want to focus on this idea. Kishagalan ha-kadosh baruch hu balitain lahem ha-torah. When God wanted to give them the Torah, lo ha-yudim l'shmoa, they didn't understand. Amar ha-kadosh baruch hu ha-reini mesiach imahem b'lashon mitzri. So he started with Egyptian. Anoch. Adam u'mvakesh. Now there are so many kashas in the Midrash. Yes, first it's against the other Midrashim that think that they only spoke Hebrew. More than that, it really doesn't help if you just say one word in Egyptian and everything else in Hebrew if they don't speak Hebrew. Technical problem.
Also, I mean, like,
there are a lot of problems with the Midrash. There are a lot. You want to list more? We can list more problems with this Midrash. Also, Anochi is used throughout Breishit. It is a Hebrew word. There are a lot of very fundamental problems with this Midrash. But what I think the Midrash is getting at, or at least one of the things it's getting at, that despite all the problems, is what we said from the Smag. Right? The Smag, again, says that the mitzvah is not to believe in God. It's to believe that the God at Har Sinai is the God who took you out of Mitzrayim. And I think, if nothing else, the Midrash is getting at that idea. Then when Hashem introduces himself, he is introducing himself to a nation whose identity is still the nation who is Yotzim Mimitzrayim. And therefore, it's not just the mitzvah component like the smag. It's also clear that whether this is a mitzvah or whether this is just the introduction, critical to this introduction is that backstory, is the relationship. And the Midrash brings that out in a very, very sharp way, claiming that first word, Anochi, is like hello or whatever in Egyptian, and is God's way of making them comfortable, reminding them who he is, where they've come from, his part in it. And I think that the centrality of all that to God's ability to command, and that being wrapped up in Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Zedicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, is something sometimes we overlook, and this Midrash brings out in maybe the strongest way possible. Again, Rafi, afterwards, if you want a list, we can list 300 problems with this Midrash. There are so many, right? There are so many, and that's why I don't think it's literal. I think what it's doing is highlighting the centrality of the Mitzrayim story to God's ability to command mitzvot.
Is it better or worse to have a Midrash supporting you when there's a ton of questions on the Midrash?
I don't know. I like Chazal. If Chazal support something that I say, I'll take it. And then I'll just say I'm reading it allegorically, and what they really mean to say is what I want, not what it sounds like they're saying. Okay, the beauty of allegorical, metaphorical reads. In this case, I'm not 100% sure that's all that's going on in this Midrash, but I definitely think it's part of it. It may indeed not be all of it, but look, I don't know how to explain the fact that Anuchi appears in Breishit. This is beyond me and how you understand the Midrash. Okay? Good. That's Anuchi.